Last time, we talked about the causes and condition of karma, retribution of karma, and all that. We talk about the power versus the force. 那今天哈，这上个礼拜我们已经讲过了一些哈，有关于那个业报的事情哈。 那今这个礼拜呢，我们要最后第二次哈，这次我们要来讲一个 topic 叫做超度哈。Okay, so okay, so the next major things that in this Earth Store Sutra is from the beginning to the end. The sutra keep mentioning that they want to deliver sentient being. They want to help deliver, you know, the people in suffered. And those people include the dying people, the deceased parents and relatives, our ancestors, and also our karmic debtor, and also the hellbeings and angry ghosts in the lower realms. 那在地藏经里面一直一再被提到的就是超度这件事情，那这个超度呢，包括了灵命中人啊、父母亲属、历代先王，然后冤亲债主，还有地狱恶趣的众生，and of course the Buddha also passed the responsibility of deliver heavenly beings to the Earth Store Bodhisattva to help them to go beyond, transcend their karma. So, 那当然在地藏经里面，佛陀也把天人交给了地藏菩萨，请他们超度天人，那天人也需要超度，那 so, how the dying people need help? You know? 那临命中人呢,他需要什么样的帮忙? What difficulty and obstacles they will encounter? 那他们会遇到什么样的困难? 知道吗? 在经典里面, in the sutra, it mentioned that many different kinds of difficulties that the dying people will have. For example, the most dramatic one is, and the most popular, or not popular, most case is that the dying people is unable to get well and neither to die. 在那个临命中人呢，他会有遇到很多的障碍，很多的，那他需要什么样的帮忙，那在地藏经里面，他其实讲了很多的 case，但是比较常见的，而且我们常常会遇到的呢，就是求生求死了不可得，so that's most the case that when we go to the hospital, we know that the people is dying, all the symptoms, we see the decomposition of the earth elements, we see the decomposition of the water elements, and we see all the symptoms that indicate that these people is dying, but yet they just hang in there, suffer, and just cannot get well and cannot die. Okay, 那我们常常在医院里面哈。 就会看到很多人他其实从四大分解的角度来讲，你其实看到他已经地大分解、水大分解，可是他就是不死，就是没有办法好好的走，但是呢，他也好不起来，然后就是在那边挣扎，like my mother, when she was in the nursing home, 3 years ago before she passed away, I remember that the one next to her is a woman, is an old woman, that she just, with the oxygen for 3 years at least at that time. And then during my stay in that nursing home, I never see her woke up. And she just like oxygen, and she has she need to suffocate the what is that called? Yeah, something very suffer. And then every time that her kids come is to check if she die. And nothing they can do, you know, they cannot talk to the person, their mom, they cannot talk to the grandson, cannot talk to their grandma, and just like hanging there and just keep spending money and never wake up, and especially the patient is in suffer. And you know, so, and my father, my father got Parkinson. So, you know, the later stage of Parkinson, same thing. You cannot talk, you need oxygen and all that. And I heard that if you have Parkinson as hammers or some old old age disease, all the people have the same pattern. Forgot everything, they have twist personality, and they cannot talk, and they cannot help themselves, they just need help. And some people lie down on the bed for more than 10 years. So I was very worried about my father, because usually after 10 years lying on the bed, some people got the bone fragile, crack everywhere, and very, very bad situations. 那像我母亲三年前往生的时候，我在照顾我母亲的时候呢，隔壁那个床位啊的那个老妇人呢，从我进去到出来办完我妈的丧事，我从来没有看她醒过。后来那护士跟我说，她已经在那边三年了，没有醒来过。那她就是一个氧气罩，对不对？然后就是常常要吸痰，你就听她呼吸非常的沉重。然后小孩子固定会来就是看看走了没哈啊，然后又不能跟他 talk 哈，孙子也来，反正就是你没有办法帮他什么哈。那像我父亲也是一样哈，他往我母亲晚一年哈，他是得 Parkinson 嘛， Parkinson 到后来也是一样，生活不能自理，然后他有时候根本就没有意识的，他不认得我们的，那他一样要吸痰，好，要氧气罩这样子。那我知道有一些人得 Alzheimer's 或是 Parkinson 哈，他到后来就躺在床上十年哈，全身多处骨折，然后褥疮啊，就是死不去。好 ，So this this kind of case happened a lot. I think in the future when we have a lot of old age people, and we will have more case that. So the sutra says that the man or woman may be bedbound for a long time, and in spite of their wishes, they are not able to either to get well or to die. And sometimes at night, they may dream of evil ghosts or of families and relatives come to talk to them, or of they dream of themselves wandering on dangerous path, and all that kind of situation happens. It's very bad. Why would that be? It's because this person has good karma and they have bad karma. And they cannot make judge yet where you should go, and or you should end your life, go to the next life, or you should continue suffer in this life. So in the sutra it says that if this situation happens, mean that this person need help because it's in the middle of good karma and bad karma, and just cannot decide which way to go, so that just keep suffering. And when this case encounter that the families and relatives need to do something really big to help this dying person to go to a better way. Of course, if you do bad things, then it will quickly go to the other way. 那求生求死了不可得的时候，里面有包括哈，他说，比如说夜梦恶鬼，然后你会梦到你的亲人来找你，哈，然后你会梦见供鬼神游，哈，鬼神来找你了，哈，然后你就这样日月岁生，哈，转父王在啊眠香叫苦，在然后你会在做好像做噩梦这样子，那。这个在经典里面讲，就是说哈，你没有办法，你的业道没有办法论对哈，这个阎罗判官呢没有办法，就是刚好就在中间哈啊，到底是要这样还是要这样哈？你这边又做善事，然后这边的冤亲债主又不放过你哈，然后两边在拉把，然后形成拉把战哈。那、啊、这个时候呢，经典就说我们亲属的人一定要想办法帮这个人做大布施大功德，那才帮他，就是等于把他拉过来。当然你这个时候如果失去正念跑去杀生干嘛的话，也就很快的让他就往那边去了。那所以就是说So this is one of the case that the sutra mentions that the dying people will encounter. SoIn Buddhist perspective, that I forgot to translate this. If we have body sickness, that means the four elements are not balanced. Okay, they are not in harmony. I mentioned the four elements last time. So then we need to take medicine, we need to see doctor. But if you go see doctor, you still cannot get well. That means that your three poisonsmean what? Craving, hatred, and ignorance. These three poisons are very, it's burning in your mind. And so because of the craving, the hatred, and the ignorance, so you have mental illness as well as body illness.And in that situation, we need to cultivate merit. Okay. 那所以在佛教的观点来讲，像身体 生病是因为四大不调，地水火风不调，上次我们有讲过。但是如果呢是三毒自胜的话呢，就是心病。那三毒就是贪嗔痴，三毒自胜的时候呢，那其实是心病。比如说我们常常会去看病，就是不会好，吃什么药都不会好，那其实它不是，它是因为心病三毒自胜产生的四大不调。所以它医的时候一定要从三毒的这个心病开始医，而不是从身体开始医。那三毒自胜的心病要怎么医呢？经典就是告诉我们要培福。So often we see people spend a lot of money and spend a lot of energy try to find a good doctor, try to find a good medicine or good wellness treatment, try to have better health. But they forgotto cultivate merit, because most of the times the body illness come from the mental illness. Okay, 那所以我们大部分人身体不好的时候呢，会花很多时间跟金钱去找好的医生，那找好的药，好的那种什么另类疗法，让自己好起来。可是通常会忘记要去培福这件事情。I've heard and I see many cases that the people who got sick, actually it's a very small case, you know, it just need a little surgery. And they have money, they have connections, they can find the best doctor in the U.S. And yet, the surgery failed and the people die. Believe it or not. 那我曾经听过哈，我们的信众也好，或是我认识的人也好哈，曾经 both in U.S. and in Taiwan， 就说，哎，这其实没有什么大病嘛，那小手术一个，但是因为他们反正有钱嘛，哈，有关系，都可以找到什么最好的医生，那个权威来帮忙开小手术嘛，哈，那可是很好玩的是。 这么有名的医生来做一个小手术，他失败了，而且那个人往生了。好，那你要怎么说 ？So what can you say? And this happened a lot. And sometimes, you know, like people get very, very sick. They are in the late the third, the fourth stage of cancer, and they have no money. And they, you know, they just do whatever. They just go pick wild cherry, wild tomato or something. And they got well, you know, they recovered. So what's the key that we got sick, that we need to know the origin of the karma? 所以呢，我也常常听到有人哈。 反正呢，穷人嘛，哈，啊，但是得癌症，对不对？那他也没办法，反正日子就是这样子过了，哈。那随便嘛，哈，啊，去采什么野生的 tomato， 番茄，啊，随便吃一次大餐，人家也好了，哈。那你怎么说？这世界怎么那么不公平呢，哈？So we have to talk about to understand our life foundation, the life. The basis is for our life, and how why we have this length of life. 那所以我们其实要了解哈，什么是命根，什么是寿命，它是怎么来的哈？The so-called the basis, the life foundation, or the basis of life, it actually come from our karma. For example. I keep five precepts. This karma bring me to become human this life. Then I can become a human. Okay. And then, thank you. And then, how long I can live this life is actually depends on the condition. The so-called conditions here means. Interdependent conditions. Why we say that? 那其实什么是命根？我们命根来自我们的业哈，就生而为人的命根，就是那个根哈。然后呢，但是我们每个人都生而为人啊。可是问题是说，为什么有人活得长，有人活得短？ 那就在看这个你的生命的因缘，好，那这个因缘呢，其实就是在讲，我们相互之间的因缘，好，不可能是你个人讲因缘，一定是一起的嘛，好，不可能你一个人就不用讲因缘了，哈。So, what is interdependent condition means? First is the relationships between us and our parents. If we choose these parents and these parents and us has a strong relationship, then your karma can mature your life and you will be born as a baby, as a human, and start to grow up. If you and your parents has a strong relationships in the past, then your life will strongly depend dependent with your parents. So that's why this sutras talk about of filial piety a lot. It has its reason. If you have good relationship with your parents, of course, you have good life. Your parents always give money, and when they pass away, they give you house and a lot of money or something. But if you have a bad relationship with your parents, you suffer from your kids. You got abused. They beat you up, and a lot of things happens. But remember, no matter it's good relationships or bad relationships, it's a strong relationship. And that's why we leave. The problem is, how are we going to turn the good relationship, your merit, into a better merit? Usually we just take it for granted. Parents give us things. We inherit a lot of good things from parents. We take it for granted. We spend our merit. We have good life, right? But the problem is, we have to be aware that this good life, don't spend your merits. On the other hand, we need to use this merits to cultivate more merits. Otherwise, this life, you just spend money, you spend your merits. And if you have a bad relationships, like the erstwhal or bodhisattva in the sutra, that her mother do bad things, you know, killing and all that. And how you can turn these bad relationships, change these strong bad relationships, and the merits you got from this turning of the relationships is dramatic. It's very dramatic. That's what the sutra keeps telling us about this. 那我们要讲命根，大家有了命根之后，我们呢，那生命要怎么产生？第一个，我们一定要跟我们的父母亲有姻缘。假设我们跟我们的姻缘，父母亲的姻缘很淡，有的人就是什么，就流产，那种就是那小孩子跟父母的姻缘很淡的，有的就是一两岁就走了，三四岁走了。就是说，如果你跟你的父母亲姻缘很淡的，通常都是会夭折啦，流产啦这样子的事情发生。所以呢，我们能够活到现在，还要感恩我们跟父母亲的姻缘是很强的。那只是说这个姻缘呢，很强有两种，一个是很强的好，一个是很强的坏，对吧？很好的。那你很得到很好的父母亲，哇，太好了，从小锦衣玉食啦，含着金汤匙长大了嘛，然后呢，父母走的时候还给你房子遗产，哇，东西多得不得了，你这辈子根本就不要工作了，无忧无虑了啦，但是我们要注意的就是说，那是你前世的福报。那如果说你不去小心的话，那你今生来其实就是在损福，就是在消耗你的福报。那我们要注意的是说，如何把这些福报转换成更多的福报，这是我们的功课。地藏经也有讲。那如果说呢，我们跟父母亲的姻缘不是那么好，还有不是很就是很强的不好，从小就挨打，被虐待了，然后他们又酗酒又怎样，然后又要你的钱，然后又要怎样，然后把你的家庭生活也给弄糟，弄乱七八糟的，但是这个也是很强的因缘，是我们存在的因缘。可是呢，如果我们可以像地藏王菩萨，他那时候光目女的时候呢，他的母亲这么也是不怎么好，用这个因缘呢去转换那种非常不好的关系，这个时候地藏王菩萨告诉我们嘛，这时候你赔的那个福报呢，是非常非常非常的明显的，非常的特殊的。 And also, not just with parents, our interdependent condition also relies on other people around us. Okay, so if we don't have too much relationship with people, you know, either bad relationship, or, you know, then maybe at some point it's time for you to go. So that's why we have a book called there's a book called Liao Fan Si Xun. Okay, so he went to the fortune teller. The fortune teller, he is a very come from rich family. However, the fortune teller told him that you will not have no kids, and then you only probably like 50 years old, you'll die. So the only way you can overcome this your fate is to do a lot of good things for people. So what his mother and he did is he has a booklet. Every day he say that I need to do 100 good things for people. And then he counted. I don't know, is that 100? He counted. For example, there's garbage in front. He take it away. And then, you know, in ancient times, the road is not that good, right? And then he paved the road. And also he just did a little bit good things for other people. He just keep continue doing. And then one day, his wife got pregnant. Then he has a son. And then when he reached 50 years old, he did not die. And he continued to do this for his whole life. Then he has a son, and he lived until like 80 something years old. And that's a very significant case. It's written in Chinese book that how we can change our life, or change the length of the life, or change the quality of life, is to build up the good relationships with people. If we didn't do enough in the past life, we can continue to do it now. You know, a little bit of everything that can help people, help this society, gradually we will change our life. 那我们不是只有跟父母亲的缘，跟众生的缘，对吧？那大家很熟悉的就是了凡四训嘛。那当那个人家跟他讲说，哦，你这辈子没有小孩，你能活不过50岁嘛？哈，那他跟他妈妈不是就开始拿一个记事本，每天要一定要做多少件善事，这样每年这样子持续，每天每天持续的做。后来呢，他有小孩了，而且他活到80几岁，他改变了他自己的命运。好，所以他不断的怎么样？他不断的跟众生结缘，不断的跟众生结缘，好，然后因此改变了他的命运，没有小孩的命运，好，没有小孩在古时候算是怎样，很可怕的一件事，好，没有小孩耶，好，就是你的生命不能延续嘛，等于是说他也没有一个小孩跟他有姻缘，跟那个他们的夫妻有姻缘，可以成为他们家的小孩的呢。所以你看那个因缘是他没有办法成就一个生命，同时他自己生命也很短，那这个时候他就不断的去布施广结善缘，就他自己有小孩了，然后而且他的生命也延续了。 So for a practitioners or for a Buddhist, it's very important to build up or expand the good relationship or goodcondition or good karma with people. So that's why we sometimes encourage people to make offering. Making offering is a big issue in this sutra, and it has very, very deep reason here. Okay, 所以为什么这部经常常哈讲到很多要救度众生，都会提到要怎么样，要做布施。好，布施是一个广结善缘。最快速 最广大的一个方式。好，那地藏经里面不是有用一个章节，好，来跟大家讲要怎么做布施吗？好 ，so， this is this is the reason for the why we need to do this. But I also would like to share because a lot of we are practicing Zen meditation here, and a lot of Zen practitioners like to sit by themselves and like to practice themselves with themselves or in the mountain, and you know, with less people around, with no interference, not bothered by people. But this will has a big problem. I in October I went to San Francisco. So there's one day with Abba President that we don't have too much things to do. So we go to the rural sites to have a field trip, to just walk, you know, to exercise. So we walk to the mountain. And then we have a group of people there. So people are talking to someone who is using the camera, trying to do the fancy things to take photo. And that didn't draw my attention, because we are in hurry. So I try to get them, you know, okay, finish up the conversation, let's go. But then I heard that people saying that, you know, I like meditation. You know, you guys, monk, we have several monks there. And then say, oh, meditation, he practiced meditation a long, long time. And he liked to be alone. That's why he early retired from Silicon Valley. And then he moved back to, and moved to the mountains so he can be with himself and practice. And so on. And then he mentioned, and I just, you know, this is a general story, it didn't draw my attention until he mentioned that he actually have a very profound experience that when he was and he left home when he was 14 years old. And then so he's just fooling around, but then one day in the park, he meditated. Then he have experiences that he and the universe unified. I'm just like, ah. Then I just pay attention, unify. He said that he described it in this way that I think it's not a fake experience. He didn't use the professional terminology. He said that he and the environment and something just like unify. And after that experience, then he has no fear. Wow, it's like how sutra, you know, no fear and then no. And I just like wow. And then he said that because the reason he left home is because his father abused him. So he just decided to run away from home. And he fooling around outside for 2 years. After he got this experience, he has no fear anymore. So he went back home. I just like, wow, very good. 那我今年十月去旧金山嘛，哈，那我有一天方丈和尚，反正我们就没有事，我们讲说去爬爬山运动一下嘛，那我们就到山上去了，走路走路，然后大家就这边东聊西聊，就有人会跟我们搭讪讲 meditation 嘛，那我本来是想说，哎呀，看到有人在聊天，就跟他们心中讲说可以走了，我们要走了这样子，我只是要去把他抓下来，结果就听到他在讲一些他喜欢禅修啊，然后他本来在那个矽谷硅谷那边工作，然后他是搬家什么什么这样子，然后没有什么太大，我就没有什么太大的兴趣要听这种 story 这样。可是讲到他说他哦 14岁离家出走，因为他父亲 abuse 他。他14岁离家出走，可是他在外面哈、哦、流浪哈、哦，有16岁的有一年，他在公园里面，他有一个体验哈、哦，他说他发现他跟周围的环境跟所有的人是一不是二、哦、他不是用这样讲了，反正他用他的英文讲，然后我就看看他，然后他就说从此他不再有恐惧。好，我听到这个就想到心经不是讲吗，无有恐惧，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。然后我想说这个人这么厉害啊。 Then I follow ask, I was curious about, you know, what his life became after he got enlightenment, okay, certain kind of enlightenment. And I just asked him, so then what is the relationship with between you and your father after that, after you went back home? Then he started told me that I don't fear him anymore. And one day, he tried to beat me. Then I beat him up. Then from that time on, he never beat me again. My father is a coward.When I hear that, I start to think I need to say something. Okay. 那我就很好奇哦，这么16岁的小朋友干，有那种很不能讲开悟，就是那种体验之后呢，他回去家里他的生活会有什么样的改变？我就开始很好奇，换我问问题。我说，哎，那你跟你父亲的关系后来变怎么样？哈，他说，他呢？他说我不怕他了，好，那有一天呢，他还要打我，我就因为他已经16岁、17、18了嘛，哈，我就打揍他，他揍他爸爸哈，把他爸爸揍他爸爸输了啦，就是他把他揍赢了哈。他说从那次以后呢，我爸爸不敢动我，他说我爸爸是懦夫，他就跟我讲，他说我爸是懦夫，欺善怕恶，现在他比较强壮了哈，他就不敢打他了。哦，我听到这个的时候呢，我心里就在盘算说，我一定要跟他讲什么是一个道理。Because I was so shocked. You know, a certain kind of profound experience is what we were looking for. A practitioner. You know, we meditate, cross the leg, you know, in the chan hall. And we hope that we can have profound experience. We have the unified experience, oneness, you know, and something we can see beyond this mundane world. And how come a young kid that he has this kind of special experience, but it did not change his life? Of course it changed, because he has no fear. But I didn't see the compassion there. So I told this person, I think he's probably like 50, 60 something. I say, why you say your father is coward? And he said that he's a veteran. Then quickly I know why. He said he's a veteran. He only knows how to use violence to handle everything.And then when I'm stronger, then he just fear to touch me anymore. And I just told him that, but I think your fathers love you. But he doesn't know how to love you, or how to protect you, or how to educate you. And the only thing he knows is to usestrong will. And I say, do you know that when people go to war, what would happen? They need to protect their spiritual, the mental strength. They need to protect their body. And the only way they can do is pretend that they are very strong. you know, and I also told him that you maybe read some books about the trauma, the mental illness of the veteran, because I think all the countries, not just U.S., all the countries, the government didn't pay attention to the soldiers after they come back from the war, that what kind of trauma they would have, and they need help. I just told this person, you know, because everyone is balanced. We have a strong negative, then we must have a strong positive. And if you are violent people, means you are very insecure people. And then that kind of people need love. Okay, I just say, you have a profound experience. You know, maybe you will find out a way to, you know, to change the relationship between you and your father. Because that's a very good point for you to make change. Okay. 所以我就跟那个人讲了，我就说，因为他讲到他爸爸是懦夫，我觉得这个字眼太强烈了，那我就跟他说，为什么你会讲你爸爸是懦夫呢？他就说，因为呢，他从小到大他只会用暴力来处理事情，他从那个他就是二次大战嘛，二次大战退伍以后。 那反正他看到什么事情，他就是不听他的，他就哦，he used the word bully. His father is very bullied. Okay, 那他就是 bully 叫做什么？反正就是哈，遇到什么事情他就是要听他的这样子哈。然后他说他只会用暴力处理事情，包括他妈妈啦、他小孩的事情都是这样子处理的哈。那我就跟他说，我一听到他爸爸是退伍军人的时候，我就马上知道他爸爸的状况了。 我说你应该去念一下一些书，讲有关于退伍军人的精神状态，因为我觉得他们去战场上的时候，他必须要保护自己的身体，也要保护自己的什么精神状态，因为你看要去杀人，你要去杀人，然后人家要来杀你，这种是东西，因为你一般人是不会想去杀人的，可是你现在又要去随时杀人，而且。 你要恐惧别人会来杀你，这时候你一定要假装自己非常的坚强。然后我就说，全世界的国家其实很少去处理那种退伍军人的心理状态，因为其实参加战争对我们人来讲是一种很重大的、异于平常的一种trauma 叫什么？ 是一种伤害。 所以，当他们退伍下来的时候，其实很少的政府会去照顾，他们的就是帮他们复健。然后他们回到一般的社会里面，就他们就会用还会处于那种状态。我是有跟他讲，我说你有这么好的禅修经验，你是不是可以用另外一种方式来看待他？然后我觉得你的爸爸呢，应该他很需要爱。当一个人他很暴力。 需要武装自己的时候，他其实是非常没有安全感的，非常缺乏爱的。我只是抛这个问题给他。So, what I'm trying to say is, usually we will have very direct bad or good relationship with our parents, but that's the key for us to make a turn. That's what the Earth Door Sutra keep telling us, you know, start from the immediate relationships with our loved ones. If we can make a vows and do something to turn, or then you can see different world, and that's another level of the Earth Door Sutra that maybe next talk I will talk about. What kind of turning you will make? You were upgraded. You know, how this happened, then we will talk about it later, next week, when I conclude this sutras. And 那我《地藏经》一再强调，假设我们可以从我们最亲的关系，尤其是不好的关系里面呢，
去做什么事情让他有一个改变，就是 upside down 的改变呢？其实在我们修行的路上，它是一个非常非常重要的一个里程碑。那它有多重要呢？它有 多大的影响呢？下一次我会用一个表格来跟大家分享我们在修行路上它的阶梯，对于很多事情的见解，我们的世界来自于我们的见解。当我们的见解可以打开的时候呢，这就是我们可以提升的时候了哈。那唯有这种很辛苦哈，很立即冲击很大的关系能够改变的时候，那种提升哈，跟你去随便做一个小事给人家一两块钱那种是不能比的哈。OK。So then we continue. So how are we going to help the people that cannot die, cannot get well? Let's talk about how to cultivate merits. So in the sutra, it's mentioned, repeatedly mentioned the four things that we can do. One is make offerings.The other is build temples or Buddha statue, and then read Mahayana sutras or recite Buddha's name. 那比如说我刚刚那个例子哈，求生求死了不可得的时候呢，我们可以为那个要往生的人做什么事情的？好，那在经典里面大家可以反复哈看到四种事情我们可以做哈，一个就是布施供养，一个是建佛塔寺哈。塑造佛的形象，然后读诵大圣经典，或是称念佛菩萨的名号。好，啊，这个是一直不断的在被提起哈。那我们今天等一下要讲的就是布施供养哈。We will later on talk about the offering things. But the key for this offering.Is come from vows. The vow is very important, okay, so that you can continue this practice or the cultivate of the merits. Okay, 那其实，在做这个四个培福的过程当中呢，其实发愿很重要，因为你的愿哈，决定你的因地呢，决定你的果报。So why this vow is very important? Because the vow is your causal ground. Your causal grounds decide your consequence. For example, if you make offerings because you hope that tomorrow the interview you can get a job, okay.For example, if you get it, okay, good. Your merits is you get this job. But if you make vows that you make offering is because, you know, this winter is going to be very, very cold. There are many homeless around. I want to help them. At least they can keep warm. They won't freeze to die.I don't know them, but I don't want to see people suffer. That's it. And then your money, every penny of your money goes to everybody. And so the how you make vows decided what is the consequence of your merits. Okay, so let's go on. 所以呢，假设你哈。你来这边呢，点个光明灯呢，好，想要捐个钱，想说哦，明天我 interview 哈，希望老板希望我可以得到那个工作，然后说哦，好了，你得到那个工作，那你布施的福报就是得到那一份工作了哈。但是如果你来写个说啊，今年冬天听说会很冷哦，哈，然后呢，我们现在那么多人失业哈，你看走到哪去都是那些无家可归的人，想说我们还是哈。我觉得我一点点钱，我希望他们至少冬天哈、哦、不要被冷死，好、哦、可以多少得到一点帮忙嘛。那你的钱哈、哦，不知道怎样就每一分钱呢， 就会去跟这些人结缘哈，那你得到的果报就不太一样哈。So, in the chapter, I guess chapter 9 嘛，还是 chapter 10？ So, Earth Store Bodhisattva, who is making vow to take over the responsibility of the Buddha, try to help all the beings to become Buddha after Buddha passed away. And then he has a question in mind, you know. He asked Buddha, you know, how come some people make offerings, they can get these huge merits, and how come these people make offering, then they get less merits? Why is that? So the chapter is called the comparative merits and virtues derived from acts of giving. So why you donate $100, he donate $100, why the merits are very different dramatically? Why is that? 那我们在那个什么布施较量功德品里面有没有啊？特别把一张讲功布施内哈，可见布施要怎么布施也是很重要的一件事哈。他说啊，那地藏王菩萨说他哈已经接棒了嘛哈，因为这个那个什么佛陀觉托孤了哈，把所有剩下他每个度的人都托给地藏王菩萨哈，啊地藏王菩萨也接棒了嘛哈，但是他还是很有一些疑问嘛哈，所以他假装就问佛说，哎，那为什么哈有些人布施哈啊这样功德那么大啊，有些人布施功德这么小哈啊，到底是怎么回事嘛哈？这样我们知道原因的时候，他比较好去帮别人嘛，总是能够做大布施是最好的嘛，就是说大功德是最好的嘛哈。Before we talk about this, let's refresh the sixth paramita. We talk about that in the first talk. Is, you know, when Buddha tried to invite all the sentient beings to come to this talk, this assembly, he need to use some superpower. The sound of six paramita. So through the power of six paramita, that many ghosts and kings can come to this assembly and listen to the Dharma talk. And we see the offering is the first. Now, and then if we practice generosity or offering, when we achieve the fulfillment of generosity, we attain the first muni, the muni of joys, the joy. 那我们讲六波罗蜜嘛，哈，第一就是布施波罗蜜，哈。那所以在我们经典的一开始的时候呢，那佛陀就要用什么？檀波罗蜜、施波罗蜜，有没有？六度波罗蜜，他要用这种神力。神通哈，神通力，然后让一些什么鬼王啊什么人都可以来参加这个会，听他讲地藏经。好，所以呢这个六波罗蜜是非常重要的一个修持哈。那大家知道吗，布施圆满哈，布施圆满登出地叫欢喜地。为什么哈布施圆满哈可以登初地耶，初地菩萨呢哈，那要怎么样布施才会圆满呢？ How we need to practice offering or giving or generosity, so that we can attain the first boni. It shouldn't be just like giving you donate some money or do some volunteer work or something. Now what's the reason?那我们到底要怎么做布施才可以登初地哈？ I read a book comment by Master 圣一， he's a great master in Hong Kong. I like his book, and I just copy his comment. I think it's very 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 good. 那这个呢是我读圣一长老哈，他写的《地藏经》浅释哈。地藏经的注解， 啊，我非常喜欢这一段，我就把它 copy 下来哈。这样子我们才知道怎么样修六度。That's how we know how to practice the six paramita. The first, he says, sorry, it's too long. I did not get English version. The first is we practice offering. We need to practice until that. We need to practice because until that we reach the offering of self nature. What does that mean? Because our self nature has the intrinsic ability to grow and to detach, to give and to grow. It's just like a ground, you know, like the earth. The earth's ground can grow everything, and also he can give everything to all people in need, all things, all beings in need, and to cultivate all the sentient beings. That's the first property or first nature or first characteristic of our self nature. So so when we practice that, we need to know what our self nature looks like, and when we practice that, we need to follow this path. For example, what is the precept? What is the second practice? The sila and paramita. Because our self nature has no defilement, has no any defilement from the five desire, from the six dust, and our body, speech, and minds are pure, no defilement. So that's why we need to keep the precepts and to get back to our self, the original state of self nature. Okay. 那譬如说像我们在布施齁。那我们自信本来就是能生能舍。齁。就像大地一样呢，它能够长养一切万物，能舍一切来长养一切万物。这是我们的自信本来的样子。那因为我们有一个自我中心，我们有贪嗔痴，所以就想把东西就啊就、哦、以为是我的、哦、这样子，那就不会跟自信不相应嘛，对不对？所以当我们要回归到我们自信的时候，我们一定要朝自信本来的面目的那个样子去修、哦，朝那个，虽然不能一百分做到，要朝那个方向去修，才可能有一天到达那个状态嘛。哈，比如说持戒，大家觉得说，哎呀，这佛门讨厌嘛，戒律那么多。哈，问题是我们的自信本来无染呢，没有染着，不会被五欲六尘所染呢。我们的身口意三业是清净无染的呢。这是我们自信本来的状态呢，那可是我们又因为贪嗔痴，又因为自我中心，所以呢，我们又怎么样，就很多的染污了嘛，哈。那所以，当我们为什么要持戒，就是要让自己的身口意三业清净，然后能够达到自信无染的那个地步。And also, what is called forbearance? I don't know if this translation is good. Forbearance is.Our self-nature has no arising. Our self-nature originally have no arising. What arising? What no arising? Is our self-nature is already, you know, already there and unmoved. They will not get agitated by the wholesome or unwholesome. And then if we practice that, you know, no wholesome, no unwholesome.Everything as is, we take it as is, then we can naturally tolerance everything. And we try to practice forbearance is try to tell ourselves that everything that we give rise to by the phenomena around us is not our true nature.Our true nature will not give rise to any response to the so-called illusory phenomena. Okay, 那不是忍辱是什么？大家觉得说我要忍啊，我要忍啊， 这不是忍辱啊，忍辱真正的意思是说他自信无生，无生法忍听过吗？哦，自信无生的意思是说自信本来就是在那里，哦，他不会因为虚幻的现象而起心动念，对吧？虚幻的东西你干嘛要去跟他计较，对不对？那你要，你对于一切的恶念善念什么念，你不会起升起任何的烦恼，那是因为自性无生。所以我们要修忍辱，就当我们还没有真办法见到真实的真理的时候呢，好，说是虚幻的我们可以接受了，但是真的吗？不是直接的体验，就是你这个头脑上的接受，可是我们还是要告诉我们自己，对啊，这一切它是所谓的虚幻，是因为它无常变化嘛，你不要随它起舞嘛，好，那你至少维持自己的心，所以它叫做无生法忍。How about the preservance? It is because that our self nature has no rest.You know, there is no there is no discontinuity. So the, our self nature is always there with continuity. So every thought has no illusory thought, and every thought is connected with the truth. That's called the preservance. 所以精进是什么？我们的自信。无没有间断的，那自信还有间断的，我们说，哦，我们睡着了不知道了，那个是第六意识，不是我们的自信。自信本来就无有间断，所以呢什么叫做精进呢？念念没有妄念，念念契入真理，念念哦，就是没有间断，这叫做精进。那 then what is concentration? What is dhyana?Dhyana is that is vipassana and samatha vipassana at the same time. In other words, the concentration and the wisdom happen at the same time. And because our self nature is always pure, okay. 那经禅波罗蜜一样嘛，哈，它是讲静虑。好，唯有在定慧等持的时候呢。我们的意是属于一个清净，但是又有智慧功能的一个状态，那才叫做禅呐。So wisdom, prajna. What is prajna? What is wisdom? Wisdom is we know all the dharma, but we detach all the phenomena, and we have all the wisdom. That's called prajna. And第六个智慧波罗蜜是什么呢？就是说我们要能够真正的智慧是知一切法，所有的法我们都知道哦，但是离一切相，然后得一切智，这样的一个修持。 So I just use this very simple version to describe that when we practice six paramita, we need to know, you know, what is the ultimate, what is the highest goal for us to practiceSo that we won't trapped by the worldly phenomena, and we won't trapped by our self-centeredness. Okay, 所以意思就是说，总而言之呢，在修六波罗蜜的时候呢，第一个呢非常重要的是什么？就是我们要知道我们自性本来的样子是什么。好，不要被事先一切的现象所就是被他抓住了。好，第二个呢是那要怎么样呢，哈，才可以达到自信无染的一个就是放下自我中心的一个这个方向。哈，那这是我们修六度波罗蜜，那个第一个哈布施波罗蜜就不用讲了。哈 ，OK， Did you see this?You know, this person in newspaper that he said that his life is very miserable. Ever since he was born, Nobody dared to touch him. Even his parents or relatives, you know, even though they know that they loved him, he know that they love him, but he just discriminated by nature because of his outlook. And let's be honest with ourselves. If he stand in front of us and the other normal person, you will have some thought come out, right? And this, I saw this news 2014. Who is this person? Pope Francis. He specifically touched and blessed this person in front of all the crowd. That changed his life. That changed his life. From that time on, he feels he is very special. Okay. But I was just thinking, if I'm the one who touch him and bless him, maybe it's not that significant, you know. Why is that? Last September, I went to the 9/11 Memorial Hall. Did you recognize this wall?
我刚刚讲了个好名，忘了讲英文了，讲中文哈。刚刚那个有没有哈？那不是一个很长得很可怕的人嘛哈？然后那个我们的 Pope Francis 就去当祝福他，就这样抱着他。他说他从小哈，他知道他的父母亲友都喜欢爱他了哈，但是他就是觉得被歧视。无论如何，他都非常自卑。可是自从 Pope 帮他祝福之后哈。 他觉得他这一生是很特别的，好这样的自信，我有在想说，如果是我去哈，这样给他祝福一下哈，可能大概也没什么太大的作用啊。<笑>然后去年九月嘛哈，然后我去那个911的纪念馆嘛哈，参加谁？The Pope invited invited all the religious representative in New York area to participate in this prayer, interfaith prayer event in this 9/11 Memorial Hall. In front of this wall. And all the New Yorkers need to know the importance of this wall. Because when I visit this Memorial Hall, for some reason, I stand in front of this wall and read the instruction saying that how this wall has been built, you know, the structure, you know how the things anchor into the river or something. It's so professional. I just don't understand how they describe the construction, and I don't understand why they want to explain this, you know. And then I think that one of the people, receptionist, saw me standing there for a long time. So she come to help, you know, do you need help? I said, yes, can you explain this? And she said, this wall is, because this wall has been built, that's why they have Twin Tower. If this wall cannot successfully be built, there is no Twin Tower. Because between the river and the ground, somehow they need something to divide it, the river and the then, right? And then all the soil dig out from the Twin Tower become the land of the south part of Manhattan. So when the Twin Tower got hit by the airplane, the most important things they worried, the serious thing is if this wall collapsed, all the islands south of the Twin Tower will sink. And you know how many buildings and how many people there? So they need to fix this wall as soon as possible. Make sure this wall is intact. So this is only part of it they show people. Actually, it's very long. Okay.
这道墙哈，所有的纽约客哈都要知道哈，这道墙在干嘛。我去第一次去参访，跟法师们去参访，那在这道墙前面，我搞不清楚前面哈哭得半死，因为哈哇好惨哦，9/11被炸，然后那很多的东西你就会觉得很可怜嘛，就好想哭。结果一到那个这道墙啊，我想说，哎呀，这道墙有什么好看的？然后看看他说，哦，什么意大利的建筑家哈啊，怎么样把这道墙建起来？然后什么这样又河床又怎么弄？我看半天，一个太专业了，看不太懂；另外一个，我想说他干嘛要介绍这道墙？啊，在那边站很久哈，我也不知道为什么就在那边站很久。就那旁边的说明员看我在那边站那么久，就跑过来跟我说：“你要不要帮忙啊？”我说：“好啊，你解释一下给我听啊，我实在想看不懂。”他就跟我说：“哈，这道墙最主要是怎样呢？当时 Twin Tower 要盖起来的时候，要不要挖地基？可是挖地基呢，它不是那个那边的河叫什么 Holland River？ 这边是什么 River？Hudson River，whatever 哈，反正就是西河吧，哈。”他必须要接一道河墙哈，然后这样的话，他地基才能 build up 起来，才会有 twin tower 嘛。那这道墙一定要成功盖起来，不然没办法盖 twin tower。结果呢，这个建筑师把它盖起来了，那所有挖出来的土呢，就往后变成什么海普新生地哈。所以南 Manhattan 哈，就是。Twin Tower 往南的那些地都是海普新生地，都是因为这些挖地基填起来的。然后呢，9/11被炸的时候哈，他们最紧张的是这道墙。假设他这道墙垮了哈，是9/11以南的那一个小那一块地就会沉了。你知道上面有多少高楼大厦，有多少人在那边吗？所以他们那时候，人家不是说什么有金块吗？其实不是金块，是他们在救这道墙。哦，所以这道墙非常非常的重要，在那被攻击，所以他们现在就整个都全部都重新弄过了哈。So this war means a lot, actually. So but you know the like I say before, when I first enter into this memorial hall, I can feel the suffer.All the people, I feel that they didn't go. They are still there, with their suffer feeling there. But I don't know how to help them. But the only thing I know is I chant a mantra, the medicine mantra, to help them. I just like keep telling me chant the mantra from my entering and when I get out. But I just have a thought, you know, I think this needs a big.Prayer to help this being to transcend. Then in September, Pope. This is so good that only Pope can invite all the religious leaders come. There are so many cardinals, you know, all different colors, cardinals come, and all the monks and, you know,Japanese monk, Korean monk, and Iman, you know, so many religious leaders, like more than 1,000. We are more than 1,000 religious leaders there. When we went there, so quiet, and we pray, that feeling is so different from when I first went into the hall. And so at that time, I just thought of the Earth Door Sutra.You know, why a king want to do good things? And a king, if he invited many other people to do it, the merit is very, very good. And when the merit was transferred to all the sentient beings, then this is, you know, as Buddha says that they will become the Buddha. Okay.So let's see then what ordinary people do. Like us, you know, we are ordinary people. We are not a pope, we are not a king, you know, or the president of the country. So our influence is less, but we still can do the same thing, you know. This is a girl called Haley Ford.
He's kind of famous right now. What did he do?
What did she do?
哦，我刚刚忘了讲中文哈 ，Chinese。OK， 那现在就是说 ，Pope， 因为他是 Pope， 他就像一个国王一样哈，他有那个本事可以邀请所有一千多位的各个宗教的宗教代表一起在这个地方，一千多个哦，一起共同的来为这些亡灵超度，来祈祷。好。我说哈，我进去之后哈，那个场合跟我第一次进去感觉那个众生，那是非常不一样的哈。我说我那时候当下就想到《地藏经》，佛陀讲的说，如果有一个国王哈，他要做善事，然后他可以邀请很多人来做善事哈。我那时候很不明白，想说为什么国王做一样的布施，跟善男子、善女人哈，第二段不是讲善男子、善女人，尤其做同样的事情，为什么功德在差？有差别呢，哈。So when the sutra says that if the king do practice the giving, and if he the king can invite many people to do the same, collaborate together, and this king in the future will become a great king. But then the second paragraphs talk about if there is a good woman and good man, they practice giving, and then also invite people to do the same thing with them, and then at most they can become a king of small country, the king of small country. So I can see the big differences. I just don't know why there's such big differences. Until that event, I suddenly know why. Because none of us can behave like Pope to invite the more than 1,000 religious leaders to do the parade at the same time, at the same place. Because he is the Pope, or he is the king of the country. Okay? And let's see what good people and good men and women can do. This little girl, he's very compassionate, you know. Every time he goes shopping with her mom, then he saw some homeless on the street. And then so he always wants to give a little bit something to the homeless people. And then he found that he has so little things. And then so he started to garden it in the backyard. He grew some vegetables. And then he distributed these vegetables to those homeless. 那这个小孩女孩哈，她很有慈悲心，她很小。跟他爸爸妈妈出去买菜哈，他看到人家那个很多的无家可归，他就把他的糖果啦哈什么东西捐一点给他们。可是他在东西实在太少了哈，他回去他们家后院，他开始种菜，然后一包一包的菜每次就去分给很多人哈。所以那些 homeless 的很喜欢这个小女孩。Then he found out that you know the homeless people have no place to sleep.Then he started to save some money. She started to build a little cottage, you know, and then what people can sleep in there. And then he designed, and he go to the Home Depot and buy something, and he started to build it. And then neighbors started to know about it and give him a little bit something to build a home. And eventually people come and neighbor come and help.Her build a little house for the homeless. 然后这个不打紧，冬天很冷嘛，发现他们没地方睡觉，哎，他自己画个设计图，好，然后去 Home Depot 买点东西，开始做。邻居知道了哈，有时候他缺什么就给他一点什么，给他点什么，然后最后呢还帮他做。好 ，And more than that, now every time Christmas.People start to send, you know, all the big company, like, what company? Some company, okay, Walmart or something, start to send her stuff for her to distribute. And then they have a website. People start to donate money for her to do good things. And I can see, wow, this is what the Earth Store Sutra say. 那这个女孩呢，做了之后呢，开始哈、哦、
连那什么沃尔玛，有些大公司哈，开始会给寄东西给他，让他在 Christmas 的时候去发给别人。然后最后还在网络上不是有那种 donation 吗？哎，人家开始捐钱给他去做善事了哈。So I can see what the Earthdoor Sutra say, you know, what we ordinary good people and good men can do. You know, we want to try to help one people, two people, and then the people will be touched by your intention, and then people will, you can drag more help from other people. And then it becomes more dramatic, okay. But how to make it perfect of offering? The perfection of the offering is you endlessly giving, and you are not asking to pay people pay back. And then in your mind, there is no craving. No craving for payback, or no craving for people acknowledge you, and no craving for, you know, something, good karma will happen to you or something. You just do it endlessly, without endless love. 那要圆满，不是圆满的哈，他就是要怎样？这是师父讲的，就是你会无限的奉献，而且完全不求回报，然后内心没有贪心，贪什么呢？你会贪哈，要人家回报嘛，你帮别人嘛哈，别人就会来帮你一下嘛哈，还有你希望别人给你什么？要让人家知道说我有做善事啊哈。那不然就是说至少我也要有一个 good karma， 我下一辈子应该好一点嘛哈，对不对？那这是有所求的，那这就是你就没有办法 perfect 哈。So I need to conclude soon. Let's go back here.Let's talk about make offering. We mentioned that the dying people. If we have a dying parents, dying relatives, you found that they cannot die peacefully, or they just cannot get well and they cannot die either, usually you can make offering for them, or you just, you know, if they have good stuff,You just say, okay, in the name of them. And that's give this money, give this stuff to help other people. Try to make more good connection with people. And this will help these people. Either if he destined to die, then he could die peacefully. If he still have life to live,then he will get well very soon. Okay. How about deceased parents and relatives? How can we help them transcend their karma? How about our ancestor? You know, deceased parents and relatives, that's what the Earthdoor Sutta, when he was a girl, that what she do is she make vows for their parents. She also do what? She make offering, and she sell her house and to help build a temple and also build a Buddha statue. And why was that helpful? Because a temple can take many, many people to learn the Dharma.And this Dharma, if any one of them make changes and all their life changes, it's kind of like a butterfly effect. If you can make a little change and everything is connected. And those, I once give example saying that, you know, it's just like if you are a good daughter or a good son, and if some bad guy is trying to treat your parents bad, or, you know, try to ask something back because your parents owe them. And when they found out that they have a very good daughter or a son that who always do charity, who always helping people, then automatically they will be nicer to your parents. The same thing for if you are a good parents, then if your son or daughter do the bad things, and sometimes you will get more compassion from people. We all sentient beings do. 那我觉得父母亲属里面有讲到，一样的为父母亲做大布施嘛，那其中还有一个很重要，就是说我们身为是子女的话呢，如果我们是一个很孝顺的子女，那当我们的父母遇到冤亲债主要找他报仇算账的时候呢，他们知道说，他的子女呢常常在做好事情，常常在帮助别人，常常在广结善缘的时候呢，他总是会让他三分嘛，哈。假设我们是一个很好的父母亲，假设我们的子女做坏事，好，人家要修理他，当然法律之前就是平等，那人家要修理他的时候，知道说啊，这个父母亲常常就是做慈善，然后帮助别人，很无私的奉献的时候，至少会给你的儿子女儿多一点同情，好，这是一个同样的道理，好，那。所以其实超度这件事情我们还没有讲完，它里面学问很大了，我们下一次再继续讲。 So how to transcend the karma for the dying people, for the deceased parents and relatives, ancestors, karmic debtors, helpings and hungry ghosts is a big issue for this Earth Door Sutra. And I will talk about more in the last talk next week. Okay. 那我们今天就先在这边好结束。